Thank you, Father. Praise God.
Here we are again, folks. Just coming back to our current series. I had actually intended moving on from this series, but I'll kind of get to that in a moment. The reason why I just felt we had to continue with this, at least for probably another two more parts to this series. So, hallelujah. Let the weak say, let the weak say, I am strong, and I am strong. One reason, because he is strong. Hallelujah. Foundation scripture, Joel chapter 3, verses 9 to 10, proclaim this. Among the nations, prepare for war. Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up and beat their plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. I am strong because he is strong. Prepare for war. You know, I just feel, just for a couple of minutes, this is a short introduction here right now, but, you know, although we know that our enemy has been defeated, the truth is he has never surrendered. And the reason for that is because he doesn't engage in conventional warfare. Our enemy is a terrorist. He employs terror and fear to wage warfare with those who are created in God's image and God's likeness, who he hates with an intense hatred. You know, it's important that we understand this because it can be very confusing sometimes, I believe, to hear that our enemy has been defeated and yet we are still being encouraged to prepare for war. You see, the number one strategy in dealing with a terrorist threat is intelligence gathering, being aware of any weaknesses that can be exploited, to be one step ahead of the enemy. And that's why Peter gave this advice to the church. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, this is from the New Living Translation. Stay alert, watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour, looking for an opportunity. You know, remember also the counsel that Jesus gave to his disciples in Matthew 26, verse 41. All of you must keep awake, give strict attention. This is from the Amplified Bible. All of you must keep awake, give strict attention, be cautious and active, and watch and pray that you may not come into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. You know, when Jesus said this, he had just personally endured an intense time of testing where his sinless flesh had been looking for a way out of what was ahead of him. You can imagine the pressure at that point that the enemy of his soul was exerting against him, and what the enemy would have perceived was a moment of weakness. In Matthew 26, verses 36 to 38, it says, then Jesus came with him, with the disciples, to a place called Gethsemane, and said to his disciples, sit here while I go and pray over there. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, James and John, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me. You know, just want to remind us again here this morning, it is vital, always vital, that we fully transition from the old covenant to the new covenant in our understanding. You see, under the new covenant, we have been given a new nature. The old has gone and the new has come. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, everything has become new. The old has gone. The old nature has gone. And we have been given a new nature. The new nature has come. You see, there are many of God's people who wrongly believe that their old nature and their new nature kind of coexist and are locked in a continual battle for supremacy. But that would represent a failure to fully transition from the old covenant to the new covenant. And it will always result in a failure to fully appropriate and to walk in the victory that is already ours in Christ. You'll even hear believers refer to Jeremiah.